It's an odd feeling and one I feel a level of shame about, but I wanted Wrexham to lose in a trophy. Not really, really strongly, but enough. And I feel a bit ashamed of myself. And I've got, this is more a confession than anything else. 5 minutes left. I'm sitting there commentating. I'm thinking, right, the FA Trophy, what does it do? It eats up your fixture list. Looking at the team yesterday, as Steve, my co-commentator, rightly pointed out, that was our shadow 11. And it did show up that in certain areas, we're a bit thin on cover. We can't afford to pick up injuries in the course of the budget situation as it is. We don't know to what extent Wrexham will be able to reinforce over the January transfer window, if at all. So, like I say, I'm sitting there commentating. 5 minutes left. We're attempting to throw the kitchen sink at Hinkley to get ourselves an equaliser. And that equaliser would lead to me driving 2 hours to Leicestershire after work on Tuesday to commentate in our reserves, playing again, quite feasibly losing. And then we're driving 2 hours back, putting a podcast cast together until half past one in the morning. And oh gosh, I can't deny it. A lot of my brain said, I don't want the fixture congestion. I want us to get promoted. I don't want really to be going, you know, to spend my Tuesday evening doing that. I kind of don't want us to equalise. I know I feel a level of shame in saying that, but that's the way that it is. I don't know. I like the FA Trophy, you see. That's part of the other reason why I feel uncomfortable. Because when we played, well, the first two seasons we came down into the conference, my lad and I went to the final, and we loved it. And it's great. And oh, small clubs going to Wembley is a fantastic thing. But it's not really organised in a very friendly manner. It wipes out half your fixture list in the last third of the season. And we haven't got the squad to cope with that. So I feel ashamed. I go along, I watch friendlies, and because I'm a Wrexham fan, I'll sit there and I'll, even though I know they're completely pointless and their only purpose is to get fitness and maybe to help players to gel together and the result's not necessarily the anything, I do sit there thinking, come on, don't lose to these. We don't want to lose to Preston, even though it means absolutely nothing and Preston have picked their reserves. And as I am a bit of an anorak with the statistics, yeah, it doesn't sit with me well that we lose to Hinkley, that we lose to Airbus in the Welsh Cup. And it doesn't sit with me well when I look at our unbeaten run and I see how well we're doing. But then, you know, okay, we're picking the reserves or the youth team for the game and those runs are getting broken up. And there is a thought in the back of my mind about disturbing our momentum, although I guess as you'd only really, I think, describe Lee Fowler as a cast-iron first 11 player yesterday. Cheeselovich and Jake Spates, fair enough, because contest that. But, you know, because of that, I guess it doesn't alter the momentum as well, does it? Although winning is a habit, the first team players weren't affected by that. So, yeah, it did feel uncomfortable, but I'm not going to lie to you. There's a real part of me yesterday hoping we didn't equalise. And that's the end of my confession. I apologise.